27th, 2022. Welcome, everybody. Susie O here to the Women and Money podcast, as well as everybody smart enough to listen. Well, how was it? Did you get through Thanksgiving? Did you try my stuffing? You have to admit, my stuffing is the greatest stuffing you will ever eat. I really believe that. And for those of you who missed out on my stuffing recipe, it was on the Women and Money app, which all of you, by the way, should absolutely be downloading by going to Google Play or Apple Apps, search for Women and Money or Susie Orman. Up comes the app. It's free. Download it. The reason you should download it and go to it is because it is there that I'm now going to start giving updates on what I think is happening in the stock market, or if I want you to know something right away and it's in between podcast days. That's number one. Number two, it is there that not only that you can ask a question, you could search past podcasts, but if you go there under Susie Shop, if you purchase one of those items that maybe you want, these are books, programs, all kinds of things, you get a 50% discount than anywhere else if you were to buy them. All right, everybody. Susie School today. I want to talk about two things. The changes in the contribution limits to your IRAs and your employer-sponsored plans, as well as the changes in modified adjusted gross income limits to qualify for a Roth IRA for the year 2023. So are we ready? Is your little Susie notebook out? Because you are seriously going to need to take notes on this one. There are a lot of numbers here. So get ready to write them down. All right. First, let's talk about the changes in the contribution limits to an IRA, a Roth IRA, and an employer-sponsored plan, which would be a 401k, a 403b, a TSP. Let's talk about the contribution limits for 2023 and what they are going to be. In 2023, if you are under 50 years of age, you are going to be able to put $6,500 in a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And that is up from $6,000 this year. Okay, everybody. Next, if you are 50 or older in the year 2023, which is just a few days from now, you're going to be able to put $7,500 into a Roth or traditional IRA, and that is up from $7,000 this year. Now, remember, you have until April 17th of next year, and that is because April 15th falls on a Saturday, but you have till April 17th of next year to open and fund a Roth for 2022. So you don't have to do any of this right away, everybody. You absolutely can wait if you want until April 17th of next year. You also, if you want, can open up your Roth IRA anytime next year for 2023. So you actually could fund both if you wanted to in 2023. Those are the limits that you now need to know for a Roth, which is after-tax contributions, or a traditional, which is pre-tax contributions for your IRAs. Now, what is important is that you need to understand that if you open up a traditional IRA, You open up also a Roth IRA. The most that you can put in between the two of them is $7,000 this year if you're over 50. Actually, $6,000 if you're under 50. Or next year, like I said, it will be $6,500 and $7,500, the most you can put in. You cannot put in, for instance, this year, $7,000 in a traditional IRA if you're 50 or over, and $7,000 in a Roth IRA. You can't do that. It's a combination of both if you want to combine both. Okay. Next, let's talk about the contribution limits for employer-sponsored retirement plans, such as 401ks, 403bs, and TSPs. The maximum next year, if you are under 50, is $22,500, and that's up from $20,500 this year. Next year, if you are 50 or older, the maximum that you can put in is $30,000. So there's a $7,500 catch up there. So $30,000, which is up from $27,000 maximum this year. Now, there are other changes that will affect you, but I just want to talk about these increases for a second. Who is really going to be able to benefit from those increases? Because that's a lot of money to put $30,000 max into a 401k if you're 50 or older, or to put $7,500 in a traditional or a Roth IRA if you're 50 or older starting next year. Probably people who already have a whole lot of money, to tell you the truth. So a lot of these changes, which I find very sad, by the way, really benefit those who are earning more money. So that doesn't mean, however, if you're earning less money, that you just shouldn't participate. You should still try to put as much money, especially into a Roth, whether it's a Roth at your employer's or your own Roth IRA. And by the way, you can have both. You can max out a Roth 401k as well as a Roth IRA. So you could essentially, if you were 50 or older, you could put in a Roth $37,500, $7,500 in your Roth IRA, $30,000 in your Roth 401k. So a combination there. That's a lot of money. But for those of you who are lower waged earners, doesn't mean that you can't try to put as much money in as possible. The next change is about the modified adjusted gross income limits for a Roth. All of you are aware that a Roth IRA, remember, there are no income limits to do a Roth 401k, 403b, or TSP. There are modified adjusted gross income limits to do a contributory Roth. That is where you every year contribute money to a Roth IRA. And we just went over what those maximum contribution limits are. There is no income limit at all to convert from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. There are only income limits that we're talking about right now is to qualify for a contributory Roth IRA. The amounts are as follows. If you are single and you want to qualify for the maximum contribution into a Roth IRA, which we already have said, at least for this year, is $6,000 if you're under 50, $7,000 if you are 50 or older. Next year, it will be $6,500 if you're under 50, $7,500 if you are 50 or older. If you want to be able to contribute those amounts for next year, for instance, the modified adjusted gross income for 2023 increased to $138,000 from $129,000 this year. If you are married, filing jointly and want to contribute the max, then for 2023, the modified adjusted gross income is at $218,000, and that's up from $204,000 this year. Now, what's interesting about that is for some reason, all of you think once you make more than those amounts that I just said, a modified adjusted gross income, that you don't really qualify anymore for a Roth. And that is not true. You still can qualify for a Roth, but maybe not be allowed to put in the maximum amount that is allowed, which again is $6,000 to $7,000 depending on age this year, $6,500 to $7,500 depending on age next year. However, if you were to make over those amounts, you still can contribute. But the amount you can contribute, as I just said, will go down. And once you earn over a specific amount of money, you no longer can contribute at all. So these are numbers now that you need to write down. If you are single in the year 2023, once you make over $153,000, a modified adjusted gross income, you no longer qualify for a Roth IRA. That is up from $144,000, a modified adjusted gross income this year. If you are married, filing jointly, if you make over $228,000, a modified adjusted gross income in 2023, you no longer qualify for a Roth IRA, but that's up from $214,000 this year. Again, if you are married, filing single, you cannot earn over $10,000 and qualify for a Roth IRA. Now, here's where I want you to listen to me. Because you need to know, once you earn over the amount that allows you to contribute the maximum, but under the amount that disqualifies you from a Roth IRA altogether, you don't know how to figure out how much can you put into a Roth IRA. Am I making sense to you? So I am going to teach you right now how to do it. So let's assume you are over 50 years of age. And let's also assume that you are single. And in this year, 2022, the max allowed to be put into a Roth IRA if you are 50 or older is $7,000. Again, the modified adjusted gross income for a single this year is $129,000 to put in the max under that. Once you've put in $144,000, you no longer qualify. Let's assume you make, however, $135,000 a year of modified adjusted gross income. So the question is, you're over the 129 to put in the max, but you're under the 144 that disqualifies you from a Roth IRA. How much can you contribute to your Roth IRA? Here's how you do it. You subtract your modified adjusted gross income. In this case, it was $135,000 from the upper limit that disqualifies you from a Roth IRA. For 2022, that's $144,000. So if you subtract your $135,000 from $144,000, that leaves you $9,000. Now, you also have to know what is the difference between the amount of money that you can make to contribute the most, which is $129,000, and $144,000. So you then need to subtract the $129,000 from the $144,000, and that gives you $15,000. So there's two calculations that you have to make. The first is you take your modified adjusted gross income and subtract it from the upper limit of when you get disqualified from a Roth IRA, which in this case for this year is $144,000 if you're single. You then have to subtract the upper level from the lower level, which is $144,000 and $129,000 from each other, which gives you $15,000. You then divide, you can do this, people, your $9,000 difference by the $15,000 difference, and that comes out to be 60%. You then would be allowed to put in 60% of the maximum amount this year, which for you would be $7,000 because you are 50 or older. So 60% of $7,000 is $4,200. And that is the amount that you can put in to a Roth. Do you want me to go over it one more time? Because these are numbers you need to know how to calculate. One more time. Let's just assume that you are married, filing jointly this time. And this year, you are going to make $207,000 of modified adjusted gross income between you and your spouse. The upper modified adjusted gross income this year to contribute the max is $214,000. You subtract your $207,000 from the $214,000, which is the upper limit. That gives you $7,000. You then subtract the lower limit, which is $204,000, to be able to contribute the max, the $204,000 from the $214,000 upper limit. That gives you the number of $10,000. You then divide $7,000, the difference between your modified adjusted gross income and the upper limit, that your $7,000 by $10,000, and that gives you 70%. And the maximum that you can put in, because you're 50 or older, is $7,000 this year, and 70% of $7,000 is $4,900. So $4,900 is the maximum that you could put in this year. You need to listen to that over and over again. Those calculations are really, really simple. So now you know the difference of how to calculate that. Now, one last thing before I end, because I know your mind is just swimming with numbers, so I'm not going to give you any other Suzy School today, because that is what I wanted you to know, is this. We are 19 days away, everybody, from today, for you to be able to get extra entries into the Suzy Holiday Sweepstakes with Alliant Credit Union, where we are giving away two $10,000 prizes directly into your Alliant Credit Union account. All of you should have gotten an email that also gives you a link in that email that allows you to send that link to family members and friends. And if they open up an Alliant Credit Union account, they get entered into the sweepstakes automatically, and you get an extra entry. Obviously, if you're already a member of Alliant Credit Union, you are automatically entered into the sweepstakes. But if you want extra entries, that's how you get them. For those of you, however, who maybe didn't get the email, or it went into your junk mail, or you missed it, you would go to myalliant.com/Suzy, and that is where you would get your personalized link. If you're new, however, you're not exactly sure what we're talking about here, you would go to myalliant.com and become a member of the Alliant Credit Union, sign up for the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account, where you'll be making right now 2.5% plus a $100 bonus. If you put $100 a month in every month for 12 consecutive months, you're automatically entered into the sweepstakes. And then you will get a link to give out to your friends and family members, and also get extra entries. So 19 days left, peeps. After that, this is over. Who wouldn't want to win $10,000? I don't know. If you ask me, every single one of you should want to do that. All right. This was just a small Suzy School, because I'm sure you're having trouble digesting still the turkey leftovers. You know what I love more than actually the turkey dinner and everything that goes with it? The next day. Do you not love cold turkey sandwiches with mayonnaise and lettuce? I love that. I love it. So that's my favorite thing, and I'm going to get one right now. All right. Until Thursday, when Miss Travis joins us again with Ask KT and Suzy Anything, there's really only one thing that I want you to know when it comes to you and your money, and that is for all of you to be smart, strong, and secure. Now you stay safe. Bye-bye, everybody.
Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.